Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Pei Gimel, and we are on Pei Beis Mabeis. We're deep into Shmitas Ksafim and Prusbo on today's daf and related issues. So yesterday, just to clarify, at the end of Shir, we went into a potential raya and then a rejection of the raya. Remember, Rav said on yesterday's daf that Amavas Chaver, if somebody lends their friend Amanas, that Shviyas does not affect it. That works. Shviyas is not affected. An amazing chiddush. Because even though we have a concept of that a person can't be masna machakasa batorah, but b'davar shebe mamon, one of the tanaim say tna'o tdo kayam, the tnai can work. So the Gemara says vataninan, but maybe do we have a raya from the following case? Because the case is where Adam Zomamin, remember the case, they say that he owes the money for a month. And instead of 10 years, so they have to pay the difference. But what do you mean? If Shemitah is Meshamet, so then they should have to, you know, pay the whole thing, because the whole thing would have gotten dissipated. So doesn't that show the fact that they don't have to pay everything that for 10 years? That's Ki'ilu Shlo Tishab Tenu Shviyas. So the Gemara answers no. Two Ukimtas, maybe that case is talking about two other permutations that Shemitah is not Meshamet. Maybe it's Malva al Hamashkon, right, which we had in the Mishnah also, with a collateral, because if I have a collateral, it's Ke'ilu, the loan is paid up already. The whole Isser is to go collect. Lo Yigos. But if Kenagos, if I already have it, it says Ke'ilu is collected, so then the Isser doesn't apply. That's Mashkon or Prisbol, as we'll talk about today. Okay, we're right in the middle on Pei Beis Mabeis. Tani, there's a brisa that says four words. Shloshim yom lo isai. 30 days I will not come. What does that mean? Mao shloshim yom lo isai. What does that mean? So Shmuel Amar bimalves chaverostam is talking about somebody who lends their fellow and he does not specify how long the loan is for. Shena rashoi latovo ad shloshim yom. 30 days, first 30 days, he cannot ask him back for the loan 30 days. That is the minimum amount. Right? Stam halva, shloshim yom. There's a lot of things. Stam nazirus, shloshim yom. That's learned out from a pasuk. But stam halva, shloshim yom. L'chora, I just gave two examples. They're very different from each other. Stam nazirus, shloshim yom. Why would I think nazirus or shloshim yom? So you might say, I should say it this way. You might say they're both about umdana. They're both about what people are thinking. People do things for a month. Right, you want to be mekabel something? Okay, I'll try it for a month. Right, so nazirus for a month and loans. It's an umdana. That's what people think. You might say they're very different because, after all, stam nazirus shloshim yom is learned out from a pasuk. Right, one of the only halachas that's learned out from gematria. Right, yihyeh, gadosh yihyeh is gematria 30. So if you have a pasuk, that must not be an umdana. While here is learned out from a svara milvash shloshim yom. You cannot go before that. There is a machlokas, Rishonim, does the same thing apply to She'ela? What if I borrow a book from you? Is that also? You can't ask it back before 30 days? Right? So the machlokas, if you can, the Ritva in Shabbos, Kuf Memches, says the Ritva, Ritva quotes Rashi, not exactly the Rashi that we have, but the Rashi, Pirs Rashi, Mishum de She'ela, Kiva da hadra be'ena ein lazman. Right? No, she'ela is different. She'ela, you could borrow something, you have a need to use it, you borrow a pencil. So, what, 30 days? No. Right? Money, you're not going to get back that money. So, you give him 30 days to invest the money. But a pencil, a rake, a book, that doesn't go by. Avostam alvash loshim yom, mishim to lohutsa nitna. Vikiva deish lazman, derech lichto bosan, talks about whether usi to write. And then he says, Dino shal Rashi yoser nachon. Delor mina bistam she'ela. Rabbeinu Tam says it applies to she'ela also. He argues with his grandfather. But Rashi says, no. And the Ritva agrees with Rashi. Delor mina bistam she'ela shloshim yom. Chad de svarahu. Dekiva de hadar be'ene. Lamali lakuve be'a shloshim yom. You borrowed it for a reason. Why are you going to withhold it? The Mishlama b'milvesh and inna lotza. Mistama lo lova lefach b'shloshim yom. Shiyim kar nachasev yifre'enu. But not otherwise, so machlokas we've shown him whether she'ela also stam she'ela is shloshim yom or not. Today is here in the Ritva. Okay, so that's what this unusual, this unclear line means. Shloshim yom lo isai, that he cannot be toveah him before 30 days. All Rav Yehuda v'amar taima. Rav Yehuda says, I have a remez. Remember, taima in Yerushalmi often means a source. right? Not a reason, but a source. So I have a source. Karva shazav shazav shmita. Right? The pasuk says that in parsha Sare, I think, right? Less the whole pasuk. He shamar lacha pen yadavar and labavcha bilial. Maybe there'll be something evil in your heart. Leimar karva shazav shazav shmita. You might say shmita's coming. I'm not going to give a loan now. I'm not going to get it paid back. Right, you might not give to your friend because you know it's he's you don't want you to lose your money. He's going to cry to Hashem. So this is counted. You're not allowed to not give a loan right before Shemitah because you're nervous. So in that phrase, it says Karva Shnasa Sheva Shnasa Shemitah. Say, ask the Gemara. Lo Hishnasa Sheva Velo Hishnasa Shemitah. Isn't that the same thing? Right, what is the double lashon? Shnasa sheva, shnasa shmita. Matam alo mar karva shnasa sheva, shnasa shmita. Why did it say both? Shalo tamar, that you shouldn't say, this is what's being alluded to. Alluded to. Remember, the whole pasuk is about don't withhold a loan. So don't say the following. Shalo tamar kol shloshim yom. Let's say it's 30 days until the end of shmita. Kol shloshim yom enim rashi l'tovo. For 30 days, I can't get my money back. That's already the remes. That's already the remes that we're looking for. That for 30 days, you can't collect. 30 days, you can't get it. And at the end of 30 days, it's the end of Shemitah. Then I'm going to lose it. Right? And then he's not going to be able to collect it. That's why it says, this pasuk, alone, this extra phrase is to teach me, this, idea. Shemitah, Shemot means you can't collect it. There's another time, Bashar Shemitah, there's another situation where you can't collect, and that's within 30 days. Within 30 days of a loan, you can't collect, and therefore, that's how the Marasilio explains it. Right? Yesh lecha Shemitah, quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Makkos. Yesh lecha Shemitah acheres kazu, ve'eze ze'amal ve'schavero stam. And therefore, that's what it's alluding to. There is a lot of lumdis. There is a chazaka. Ein adam porea betoch zmano. Right? There's a chazaka. There's different. The word chazaka can mean 10 different things. There's chazaka demeikara. There's chazaka cheskas heter. There's kinyan chazaka. And there's chazaka of hisnagus. Behavior. Chazaka ein adam chodiv lo. Person doesn't sin unless they get something out of it. Chazaka ein adam porea betoch zmano. Person doesn't pay a loan before it's due. Right, and therefore, if he says I paid, we might not believe him. Right, might not believe him. But there's some evidence that there's a difference between a loan. Let's say I lend you something for 30 days, or I just lend you something, and we stay hastam halva shloshim yom. It could be there are differences between those two. Right, the difference between the essence of the loan, if it's a stam halva shloshim yom loan or a loan for explicitly 30 days. I'm not going to get into the evidence now, but keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. So the Gemara says, we continue now. What did we just say? So for 30 days, let's say in this case, 30 days left till Shemitah. So I'm not going to be able to collect it. And then at the end of Shemitah, I'm going to lose it. So Shemitah is even going to dissolve a loan that's not collectible. Basically, because the first 30 days I can't. So the Gemara says, that's similar to what we just said up above. Lochein Amar Rabbi Babar Marmol, Rav Amram, Rav Masna, B'shem Rav, Amal V'Schavir, Amanash Lo L'Tovo, Hashvis Bashantaso, right? Just like this, the Rav's din, that if I make a deal not to collect and not to ask you for the loan, still the loan exists and Shvius is Mishamet, right? That's similar to what we just said here. Within 30 days, even though you can't collect it, and the second after the 30 days is up, is going to dissolve because of the end of Shemitah, okay, but Shvius is still going to be Mishamet. Similar to what we said earlier about Rosh Hashanah. Remember, because he believed him, so it could still be Meshamet, even though it was not collectible because it was Yantif. Okay, we continue. Amana Ashkach. Ashkach Tani Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel has another drasha. It's amazing. A number of these drashos are nowhere in Shas Bavli. Some of them are, but some of them are Yerushalmi. So Baruch Hashem, we're able to do Yerushalmi. All about Shemitah, right? And yet in Bavli, you never have 10 blot, 15 blot about Shemitah, right? You got 2 blot in Gittin and a blot in Meseches, an Amud in Meseches Makos. Baruch Hashem, we're able to do Perek HaShvius. Perek HaShvius. To remember the name of the last Perek. Perek HaShvius is all about Shemitah's Ksafim. HaShvius B'Shemetas. Here we go. Ashkel Tani Rabbi Shmuel Karva, Shnaz HaShev, Shnaz HaShmita, the same Pasuk. But we're going to have a different drasha. Lo hi shnasa sheva, hi shnasa shmita. Isn't it the same thing? Shnasa sheva, shnasa shmita. Umatam alo mar karva shnasa sheva, shnasa shmita. So why did it say both? Shalo tomar. You shouldn't say. Kol sheishanim sadehu lefanai. All 6 years, his field is in front of me. What are we talking about here? We're talking about an apotiki. Remember, we had an apotiki a couple of days ago. A designated area of collection. Apotiki mefurish meant you cannot collect anything except from this. That's apotiki mefurish. Apotiki stam just means you can collect from this. Right? It's a designation. So if somebody has that case, you might say, all 6 years, the field is in front of me. Sadeo lefanai. Karmo lefanai. His field is in front of me. Ula'achar sheishanim b'hashmik safimu v'lo yagbenu. And after 6 years, I'm going to lose it? That's what he says. No. Loans are dissolved at the end of the seventh year. So from the extra phrase, we say only loans and not things that aren't loans. So if I have a designation, it's ke'ilu, it's collected already. So that's not called a loan. So from the extra phrase, we know that just like a milvat la mashkon, the Shemitah is not subject to Shemitah, Shemitah's ksafim, so too apotiki. So to apotiki, right? You see the Mara Folda, he explains it. Kagon shesiim lo sade bechovo. O karmo, v'shema tomar, and you might say, the af sade of a karmo nami kekesef, a field, a vineyard is like money, v'shnas hashmita misham taso, tamalomar shnas hasheva. An extra phrase to teach me, umefurish shamavos ksafim. The pasuk is only about money. Aval siim lo karka, eina mishami pishvias, ela beyovel. Yovel is gonna go back, because that's, all lands go back. But other than that, only loans. Period. We continue. Ha'ones v'amafate v'amoti shemra. These other chiyuvim, right? Ones v'amafate, a na'ara, not a hama'arasa, because that would be more of a different din, but a na'ara, ones v'amafate pays 50, amoti shemra, 100. So all of those chiyuvim, if a person didn't pay and the end of Shemitah came, they are not subject to Shemitah. Rav Yehuda amarav, the Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Which Rabbi Meir? We assume Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. And what would that sheet to be based on? Rabbi Meir Amar Bemil VeHadavar Talui. Only loans. Only loans. If it's not a loan, it's not subject to Shemitah. And that's what we saw in the Mishnah: wages and buying things from a store. If it's not a milveh, it's not going to be subject to Shemitah. There is an interesting Rambam Raivet, again based on another Gemara, but just to mention it now. The Rambam and the Raivet, Perek Tes, is the Rambam, in Hilchos Shemitah of Yovel, Perek Tes is all about Shemitah's Ksafim, right towards the last couple of Prakim. But Perek Tes, the Rambam says in Perek Tes Halacha, Vav and Zayin, what about if there's a Chi of Shvua? What happens to a Chi of Shvua and Shemitah's Ksafim? If I have a Chi of to pay you, so then obviously I have to pay you. What about a Shvua? So the Rambam says it depends on the type of Shvua. Shvius is Meshame to Shvua, that at root, this is how the Radvaz explains it, the Radvaz explains it. If at root it's a Milveh, so then it's a Milveh that you ended up having to take a Shvua on, so then Shvius is going to be Meshame, that type of Shvua. But if at root it's some other type of Chi of Shvua, then it's not. Then it's not going to be Meshami. The Rambam is Mechalik. The Rambam says, Shvias Meshametis is a Shvua. Bamed, Varmamurim, Bishvuas Hadayanim, Vechol Kayotziva. Midvarim, Shim Yode, Bohen, Shvias Meshametis. A type of Shvua that if you wouldn't take a Shvua and you just admit, Shvias would be Meshami that. So the Rava says that means if it's a Milvad root. Abel Shvuas HaShomrim. What if a Shvuas HaShomrim, right? I'm your Shomer Sachar. And you say, what happened to it? I say, it was stolen. I swear. So that type of shvuah, if I owe you the shvuah, and I didn't swear yet, so the shvuah do anything to that? No, because that root, that's not a milveh. That's a different type of relationship. Shem yoda yishalim, or is it yishava achra shvita? You still swear after shvita. Right, and that's what the Ravid quotes. One makar, he thinks this line of onis mafata is the makar for the Rambam. Just like these are not milveh, so too those are not milveh. And the Radvaz thinks, I think there's a different makar for the Rambam, but he says, exactly what we just said. V'yefshar ki lazeh. I'm sorry. Where is it? V'adavar yadua shashomer v'ashutaf avu bisha yodu ein shvias meshametes shrei lo ba'u liyado b'taras halva. It's not a halva at root, and therefore shvias is not going to affect it. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. V'chol ma'isa bezdin. So the Mishnah said any ma'isa bezdin is not subject to, right. If bezdin says you're chayiv, so that's not subject to shmita. Also, why? Because we said, Maisa Bezdin is kilo is kagavui. Bezdin is going to make sure you pay. So it's kilo is collected already. Right? Ilu, Gizre, Dinim. These are Psak dinim, piskei dinim, right, court orders, as the Marafolda says, piskei dinim, shekasvu lo, bezdin say tainlo. Bezdin says, go pay him. Avile kagavui, that is ki'ilu, it is nigvah. Interesting, when we come to Dayanim and the Piske Bezdin, right, the Bezdin signs their name, the smallest court is a court of three, right, the Bezdin of three, Bezdin of 23, Bezdin of 71. Interesting discussion about Rove, right, an important comment, we discussed this in the past. The Gemara says, in a number of places, Ein Hochen B'ma Monacha HaRov. Right, we had it earlier, in this Masechta, I think, we had a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, the same Machlokas that appears in Bava Basra. Ein Hochen B'ma Monacha HaRov. I think we mentioned this then too, but it's good to chazer important Tosfosim. Right, so Tosfos in Bava Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, in the Bavli, Ein Hochen B'ma Monacha HaRov. So why by Bezdin do we follow the Rove? Right, Ein Hochen B'ma Monacha HaRov. Right, and therefore, remember the case, I sold you an ox, and I thought you were going to shecht it, but you really bought it for plowing, and it's a crazy ox, and you want your money back. But I say, no, I sold it to you for shechting. I didn't know that you were, right, even though Ruva L'Radia, even though most people buy oxen for plowing, I could say I'm from the Miyat, and Ein Hochen B'ma Monacha HaRov, so I don't get my money back. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So, ask Tosfos, so what about Bezdin? So why by Bezdin do you go after the Rove? Right, that's so, Ein Hochen B'ma Monacha HaRov. So Tosfos answers, V'yesh Lomar, T'hasim Gabe Dayanim Shaini, T'chashiv Miyut Ditu, K'misha Eino. The miut by Dayanim is non-existent. Meaning, Reb Chaim explains, there's two dinim. There's something called Hochen Achar Rov, and there's something called Rubo Kukulo. Right? Hochen Achar Rov means there is a minority, but you go by the majority. You're allowed to go by the majority. Right? Hochen Achar Harov. That's one case. I don't know, there's a Rov people, Rov women give birth in their ninth month, and whatever the... But then this is a kind of a Rubo Kukulo. When I shecht an animal, and I have to shecht most of the simanim of an animal. So what do we say? There's a conflict. Most of the animal is shechted. A meat of the animal is not shechted. So the rove wins? No. No, that's rubo kakulo. Right, rubo kakulo. Right, that's the, you know, whatever you have, that concept. The meat loses its identity. And the rove is the whole, it's defined as if you have the whole thing. Rubo kakulo. So, says Reb Chaim, that's what Tosfos means. In the Masa Umatan of Bezdin, obviously everybody has to express their opinion. And you have to count up. And everybody says what they hold. So, this Hochen Achar Rov. But once you get to the decision, it turns into Rubo Kukulo. It turns into Bezdin as a composite comes out with a Psak Din. And the Miyot is Kemisha Eino. Right? And that's why the halacha, it says in Sanhedrin, the halacha that Bezdin is not allowed to come out, the Dayanim are not allowed to come out and tell the parties, you know what? I wish I could, I voted for you, but you know what? You know, I was outvoted. That's not only Lashon Hara. That is Lashon Hara. But it's not only Lashon Hara. But it's that when Bezdin came out with the Psak, that's their Psak too. It's a composite. It's a Psak of Bezdin as a unit. And therefore, it's Ruba Kukulo. It's not just Holchin Achar HaRov. So when you come to Piske Dinim, Bezdin gives that Psak, that's Holchin. There's a lot more, maybe there's one more comment. The quotes from the Granat, the Gracha Lashas in Reish Chav Tes, in Oz Reish Chav Tes, he quotes the Kasha, the Hara from the Granat, Reb Naftali Trop, who was a Rebbe in the Chavos Chaim Yeshiva, who answered the Mordechai's Kasha. What was the Mordechai's Kasha? Mordechai's Kasha. Mordechai asked, we know there's a principle, Gzeres HaKasev, Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzadami. Anything that's stationary, even if there's a rove, you view it as 50-50. If something's not moving, Kal Kavua, is there a svara for that? Very hard to know if there's a svara. I once heard B'Shem Agadol Echad that this is the one Gzeres HaKasev in Shas that you can't come up with a svara for. Okay, there's a Reb Shimon on it. But something that's stationary has more chashivas. Okay, but Kal Kavua Kemechza Mechza Damis. He asked the Mordechai. So the Bezdin, they're sitting down when they give Sakim. So how do we ever have a rove by Bezdin? They're sitting down. Every case of Bezdin should be Mechza Mechza. It should be 50-50. Kal Kavua Kemechza Mechza Damis. That's the Mordechai, one of the Rishonim, asked the Kasha. Right? Kolba Mechza Mechza Dami. So I think, I don't have the I'm just have the Reb Chaim here. I think the Mordechai, he answers, no. But the Psak Din are the words that come out of the mouth of the Bezdin, and that's called the Parash Meruba Parash. That's not called Kavua 50-50, but that you go by the words, that's called the Parash Meruba Parash. Okay. But says the Reb Chaim, that the Granat answered, based on this Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that no, there's no Miut. There's no miyat there. You say kol kavua kemechza mechza dami when there's like two different populations. There's a rov and a miyat. You say it's treated 50-50. But here there is none because the krit turns into ruba kakula, and therefore one would say that there is none. There's no miyat, and that answers the Mordechai's kasha. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, pshita, three lines to the bottom. Ha pshita da milsa. The following is pashit. Milva shinasis kafronis eina meshametas. Milve, I lend money, and then I go to the guy and I say, can I have my money back? And he says, either I paid you already, or I don't know who you are. I have no idea who you're talking about. So at that minute, that stage, the milve is not collectible, because the guy's denied it. So eina meshametas, shvius is not meshamet. If when shvius ends, we're at the stage of the guy denied it, shvius is not meshamet it. So it actually works out to my benefit. Right, the guy denied it at that moment. If the guy already said, yeah, I'll pay you tomorrow, that's a problem. Right? If it's the opposite, kafronis shihinasis milve mishametas. If it was denied, but then he says, yeah, okay, fine, I will, I'll pay you, then it is mishamet. As long as, the Rash Sirlio here quotes the Rush on the Mishnah, as long as Bezdin did not write a psak, you have to pay. Because if Bezdin wrote a psak, that gets into the other line of the Mishnah, that a psak Bezdin is not subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. So if the guy says, fine, I'll pay you, but Bezdin didn't yet write, you have to pay him, that's what we're talking about, the Shemitah's Meshamet. But again, if it's earlier, he denied it, Shemitah's not Meshamet, and if it's a Bezdin, Shemitah's not Meshamet, if it's a Ksav of Bezdin, but if it's collectible, but he didn't collect it yet, so then Shemitah's is not Meshamet. So Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Im Lamidas Hadin Kain, are there any other ramifications to this? What did we just say? A denied chiyuv is as if it's not there. Right? If somebody denies owing me money, shvius is not meshamei that. A denied chiyuv is as if it's not there. Does that have other ramifications? What kind of other ramifications? The following. Lot sercha dala. Okay, we're going to the Mara Foldas Girsa. We're going to add in a line. Lot sercha dala, this case. Milva shehu nasis kafranis eino gove. I understand. They have a milva that became, he denied it, so it's not collectible. It's not collectible, and therefore Shemitah is not meshamet it. Kafronis v'nasis milve. What about if it was denied, and now nasis milve, now it becomes, he says, fine, I'm going to pay you. It becomes a milva again. Is that called a new, is that saying, okay, now we go back to the original loan? He's admitting, and therefore, lumbus-wise, now he owes the loan. Or is that a new chiv? Once he denied it, and then, like we just said, if it's denied, it's as if it's not there. So when he admits, fine, I'll pay you, is that a new chiv? L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? Does he have to pay beinonis, or can he even pay ziburis? Because we know on a Torah level, a balchov is gove ziburis. If I lend you money, I got from the worst land of yours, ziburis. Chazal made a takana. I'm never going to lend money if I'm always going to get back ziburis. So they said, you know what, bump it up. I'm going to get paid back beinonis. But that's only by loans. So here, because the loan disappeared in the middle, when he denied it, the Gemara says, so maybe we'll say this is something new. It's not a loan. It's not a loan. So it's just you owe money, and therefore you could pay ziburis. So that's a question. That's the question unanswered, right? That's the Gemara's question, filling in the words that were missing by the Mara Folda. Kafranis, but not says milve, gova be beinonis. Does you collect from beinonis or not? You see a couple of lines. Gova be beinonis kabal chov gamur. Velo amrinan ukma din Torah. Don't say you go back to the din daraisa. Vegova be ziburis. Tahavile kahalva chanosha. Because it's like a new loan. Ukenim chal shibudo shorisha minifsak. You don't say all that. Vidayenu im gove miziburis. So that's the question. That was the question here. Does it look like a new chiyuv, and therefore there's no reason to be misakein, and therefore ziburis, or does it go back to the original din, beinonis? Okay, that's the question. Not answered. Amava lamashkon v'chulu. Shmuel Amar, remember what we say in the Mishnah? Mava lamashkon is not mishamet. Because ke'ilu, we said the mashkon is a physical embodiment of the chov. If I'm holding the mashkon, I'll be able to maybe keep this eventually if you never pay me back. It's as if it's collected already. And then for Shemitah, remember the whole Isser of Shemitah is to go and collect. If it's viewed as if it's collected already, so then there's no Isser. So says Shmuel Amar, afilu alamachat. Even on a needle. If I gave you a $100,000 loan and I have a needle as a mashkon, that's good enough. The whole loan. And the Mara Folda says this is Shmuel Lishitaso. Because Shmuel says in Baba Metzia and in Shvuis, if I lose the Mashkon, then the chov does not have to be paid back, no matter what. Even if the chov is, if the mashkon is very little, even it's a needle. That's Shmuel Shita. If you look in the Rambam, paskins, there's a machlokas tanoim in Shmuis, but the Rambam does not say this across the board. The Rambam says in Tes Yudalid, only up to the, Shvius is only not Meshamet, up to the amount of the mashkon. If anything that's owed more than, if the loan is more than the mashkon, then anything more than the mashkon is Meshamet. Right? That's the Rambam Shita. Right? That's the, Hamava l'mashkon ina mashmit v'hu sheyiyach chov keneged ha-mashkon. Imhaya yeser, mashmit ha-yeser al ha-mashkon. That's the Rambam in Shemitah, Tes Yudalit. Tes Yudalit, it's a machlokas tanoim. Again, that's, again, a lot of lumdis about mashkon. According to that, the mashkon is only a physical embodiment of the amount of the loan that's the value of the mashkon. But anything more, not like Shmuel. Shmuel would hold otherwise. Good. Vasher yielach azachicha tashmei yadecha. That's the pasuk. Whatever is in your hand from your brother, let it go. Tashmei yadecha. So we have two exclusions. Prat l'mash yesh l'achicha tachz yadecha. That's excluding what you have of your brothers already, which means mashkon. Which means mashkon. That's one exclusion. There was a discussion of the Rishonim in Gittin. Is this only according to the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak? Of Balchov Kone Mashkon, which itself is a machlokas, how much is a Balchov Kone Mashkon, or even separate from that din. Right? The Rashba says that, what's the problem? The problem is that Rabbi Yitzchak says Balchov Kone Mashkon, and Balchov acquires the Mashkon somewhat, but the Rishonim there ask that's only applied by certain Mashkons, like a Mashkon Shalo Bishas Halva. I come to collect my loan, and you say, you know what, I don't have it. Take this collateral. So that's where you're kone it. But if it's b'shas halva, maybe you're not kone. Rabbi Yisrael never said it's in there. So Tosfos and the Rashba, all the Rishonim, they're asking, Gittin, Lamed Zayin. So how does the Gemara say that every case of Mavala Mashkon, Shvius is not Meshamet? It should only be the Mashkons that create a kinyan for the Balchov. And that's only certain Mashkons, like Shalom b'shas halva. So Tosfos is an unbelievable line. And the Rashba quotes this also. Tosfos says, because, this is Lamed Zayin Amabes in Gittin, because we know Rabbi Yitzchak holds that certain mashkons are full kinyan, it must be that all mashkons are semi-connected to the malveh. Even if it's not balchov kone mashkon, there's still a shaychus, and that's good enough for Shemitas Ksafim. Wow. I'll read you the line. To mistaver le lashas, me'acher dekani le midi Rabbi Yitzchak shelo b'shas halva aso, olim nami shibudei b'shas halva. It's enough in your hand. Amazing. Even though you don't say the real din of Balchov Kone Mashkon, by all Mashkons, it's enough. That din is more on all Mashkons, and therefore that would be enough to protect it from Shmitas Ksafim. Okay, but there's more there. Feel free to look. Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, Rashba, there in Gittin Lamed Zayin. Okay. Also, this excludes, right, what's not subject to Shemitah, if one gives over their shtaros to Beis Din. Again, I have loans to collect. I give them to Beis Din. Beis Din's going to collect for me. That's fine. That's fine. Interesting, they say that the continuation of this brisa is after the Mishnah. So it's as if the Mishnah was stuck in there because, oh, Moshe shtaros to Beis Din? Let's talk about something similar to that. Let's get to the Mishnah Prizbal. And here it is. Prizbal ein mishamet. Prizbal, if somebody writes a prizbal, it is not Meshamet. What is the word prizbal? So the Mefarshim here quote the Gemara in Gittin and the Bavli, prus, buli, ubuti. Right? Prus, it is a prize for buli and buti for the rich and for the poor. Prizbal is good for the rich because they're not going to lose their money if they lend money. And it's good for the poor that the rich are still going to lend them money because without prizbal they wouldn't get the money. So prus, buli, ubuti is good for the poor, it's good for the rich. So, this is one of the laws that Hillel HaZaken enacted. He saw that people weren't lending money as they got close to Shemitah. And they were violating what it says in the Torah. The pasuk we read before, people are going to lend money. He made Prizbal. The pashup shot of the Mishnah is that what was the reason for Prizbal? To prevent the Ashirim from violating. That's very unusual. Right? How many times do we have a takana derabanan? A takana derabanan positive to prevent an avera. Right? Don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Fine. We have a lot of xeris. We have a lot of xeris to prevent an avera. But how many takanas are there to prevent an avera. Actually, not maybe netilas yadayim. I mean, there are some, but that's the pashup shot. But the mefarshim, the rishonim, already say it's also about. It's not just about protecting them from the avera, but it's about making sure that people do. It's good for the aniyim. Good for the aniyim. We mentioned, sometimes people look at Prizbal and say, what kind of, the rabbis could do whatever they want. Right? People pick on certain things like Prizbal or selling chametz on Pesach, everyone. But if you think about the lamdas of Prizbal, if you're outside and you just want to rank on the halacha, you can. But if you focus on the inside, Hillel saw, what's Shmitas Ksafim? It's a crazy high level ideal of forgiving loans for no reason. I lent money, I lent 5 million shkalim, and I'm not going to get it back? That's not normal. That's not regular business. That's super duper chesed that nobody does. But the Torah demands it. The Torah demands this ideal, unbelievable chesed for your brother. Because Jews have to be looked at as family. But Hillel saw they weren't doing that. And they weren't doing that, they weren't doing basic chesed. They weren't doing basic chesed, let alone the ideal. So what did Hillel do? And the Torah allowed this, because the Torah, in the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he allowed Prizbal to be part of the ultimate system. Prizbal allows people at least to do basic chesed. Right? If people aren't doing basic chesed, forget the ideal chesed. That's what Prizbal did. It got it back to people lending money. You want to forego? That's fine. But lending money, that's the basic chesed that we needed to do. And we already spoke about, let's just read the next line. Zegufo shel Prizbal, what is the Prizbal? You say this in front of a bezdin, or you at least write it. Moser ani lachem ish ploni aploni. I give this to you in front of ploni aploni. Sounds like two dayanim. Machlokas, two, three. Hadayanim shemakam ploni, the dayanim in such a place. Shekol chov sheishli shegvenu kol van sheretza. That I will be able to collect any chov that I want in the future. Vadayanim chos ben lamatan o ha'edim. And the dayanim sign on the bottom, or the edim sign on the bottom. Interesting. You have a choice. Dayanim or edim. We already spoke about yesterday, if Prizbal is just giving your shtaros over to Bezdin, so what do you need Prizbal for? Right? That's just giving over, that's Tosas is Kashan Rashi, the beginning of Maseches Makos. What do you need Prizbal for? So a number of Rishonim say, by Prizbal, by most of shtaros of the Bezdin, you have to actually give over the shtaros. Prizbal, you don't. That was the Takana. Even if you don't give over the shtaros, it is automatic. Right? Even if you don't give over the shtaros. Or maybe people will forget, right, to be most of shtaros of the Bezdin. Right, so there are a number of, some Rishonim say, people don't want to give their shtaros away. I have a shtar that says, you owe me money, I'm not giving it to Bezdin. I know what happens in offices. It's going to get lost, so I want to keep my shtar. So Hillel needed to do something in order to help out the situation, and therefore that's what he did. Okay, there's a lot more here, but the show will continue with more Prizbal and Shmitas Ksafim next time.